Hey guys, it's Alex. Just wanted to explain a couple of things about the podcast so that they make a little bit more sense. Number one, we have a no searching rule during trivia segments. So the host is allowed to look things up. An answer might seem obvious, or you might be like, oh my God, look it up, it's so easy. We're not going to do that. It's a lot more fun to be silly with it. Number two, we do not mention people we know by name because we do not have their consent. Number three, my first name is also Sammy. So there's Sammy, Sammy, and Ness. However, that's going to get really confusing when two of three of us have the same first name. I am going by my middle name, Alex, for this podcast, spelled A-L-I-X. However, there may be times when the other two refer to me as Sam or Sammy. We are going to try to avoid that, but it may happen accidentally. So we apologize for any confusion if it does. And last but not least, we all have ADHD, as you will soon be able to tell. So we go off on a lot of tangents. If you're looking for a podcast where they stick to the script and never stray, I apologize. This podcast may be annoying for you. However, if you are a fan of random silliness and lots of tangents, then welcome to Pretty Much Random.
Hey gang, how's it going?
What?
Hey kids!
I literally was just going to be like, hey folks, welcome to Pretty Much Random, the podcast where when you ask us what it's about, it's pretty much random. I am Alex, today's host.
Hey, I'm Sammy.
I'm Ned.
Awesome. Little background for our listeners. We have been friends, some of us for 25 years, some of us for 30 years. So lifelong friends just getting together to have some fun. Each episode, it's going to be a different one of us hosting and a different topic. And today's topic, I love you guys, is capitals of world countries.
Why would you do that to me?
We're going to play a word association game to get you guys to say the name of the capital, so you don't have to know any of this. It's going to be fun.
So you took my zero level of knowledge into account. It's structured into the game.
Most people are not going to know these. This is not something that we're taught here in America, so.
True. True. Listen, my dad is not from America. He didn't go to high school in America, and he went to college in America, but he has what seems to me to be a really great level of knowledge about geography, but which is probably actually pretty average. I just have so little geographical knowledge, and so yeah, it shows.
Nice. Okay. So the way that this first segment is going to work is I'm going to ask you what the capital city of a country is. I'll give you a little bit of information about the country itself. And then if you say, I don't know, then we'll start the little word association game, okay?
So the first round's going to go real quick.
Because you guys are just going to say, I don't know. Okay, so what is the capital of Burkina Faso? Burkina Faso is a country in West Africa. It is one of the few landlocked countries in West Africa. If you're at all familiar with West Africa, and you're looking at the map, it's like north of Cote d'Ivoire. It is just to the west of Niger and Nigeria, and just south of Mali.
Okay. After this, I'm going to study a map. When
educated guess, Burkina City.
No, but that's a good educated guess. What is the sound Wario is famous for making?
Wah.
Okay, so there's a beginning syllable. Wah.
Okay.
What is the generic term for a deity or the name of the Christian god? Oh fuck, I said it.
God. Sorry.
This is going well.
What god?
If something's disgusting, what do you say?
Ew.
Okay. And then, so a baby says blank blank gaga.
Goo-goo. This is...
just one syllable.
Kajagoo-goo.
What is that?
Huh?
Kajagoo-goo?
Well, Kajagoo-goo's too shy, but yeah.
Wah.
Wah?
Wah-god.
Yep.
Ouagadougou?
Yeah! Ouagadougou!
Ouagadougou.
See, you guys know the capital.
Friend, when I tell you I have never heard that country before, I would never have guessed that.
It was mentioned on Family Guy, I know.
What hasn't been mentioned on Family Guy?
That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah, true.
But yeah, the capital of Burkina Faso is Ouagadougou. So Sri Lanka, the country, has 8 letters, but its capital has 24. Can you guess the capital?
24 letters?
24.
Is it just most of the alphabet in order?
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's the capital of Sri Lanka, so what's the first word in it?
Sri.
Sri! There you go. We're partially there.
Sri Lanka City.
I don't know how to get us to this next syllable, so I'm just going to give it to you. Jaya. What do you call the, like, head jailer?
The bailiff. Warden. No, warden. Warden, yeah.
Okay, Jaya Warden. Then there's just an I don't know how to get you to But what does a cat do when you pet it? What noise does it make?
It purrs.
There you go. And then add another at the end. So we got Sui Jaya Warden Apura.
Sui Jaya Warden Apura.
And then what do you wear in the winter over your clothes?
A parka.
Yes, Ness, a coat. And then what
parka
is...
Parka is also correct.
Okay, but that's not part of the name of the capital. And then what noise does Fonzie make?
Does who?
Hey.
Fonzie.
Oh, Fonzie.
So...
Yeah, hey.
Yes, so the capital is Sui Jaya Warden Apura Kote.
That is an amazing name.
So close.
This is a great one. What is the capital of Slovenia?
Hold on. Let me get my scratch pen real quick.
What do you need a lot of if you're having anal intercourse?
Lube.
Man, yeah. This podcast really is pretty much random.
It is. But yes, lube is correct. Skip to my darling.
Lou,
there you go. And then, not Lois Lane, but Clark Kent's earlier love interest.
Oh.
Lana Lane?
Just her first name.
Lana?
So put it all together.
Lubulu Lana?
Lubulu Lane?
So yes, the capital of Slovenia is Ljubljana.
Oh man. At least I've heard of Slovenia.
There you go. Well,
what language do they speak in Slovenia?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm going to look it up.
There you go. I will allow you to Google what language do they speak in Slovenia. Must be like Flemish or something.
No. This is interesting. The official and national language of Slovenia is Slovene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that an alien species from Doctor Who?
That's Slovene. But I'd be lying if I didn't say that wasn't the first thing I thought of. Okay, next one.
Okay. What is the capital of Honduras?
Oh, I should know this.
Oh, I just realized I've not been giving, like, country facts. So Honduras is a country in Central America just south of Mexico.
Mexico City.
So of the 8 Central American countries on the little land strip, 2 of them, it is country name city, Panama City and Mexico City, so you could be a quarter right. Huh.
Based on the answer so far, it's probably not Honduras City.
No.
Oh, good catch.
Of noises I've never heard before.
Yes, it will be.
I don't want to just make one up and say something offensive.
Yeah, let's not offend the country.
I have made that. I'm glad I'm not the only one who has made that calculation, by the way.
So I had a whole segment planned on micronations, and then I was like, no, we're not going to do that because most of them are disputed, and they're recognized.
Interesting.
They're recognized as independent nations by different countries. So I was like, I'm not going to start some incident.
That would be an amazing way to open the podcast, though.
Let's piss off Russia by calling Transnistria a micronation and not an independent nation.
People would love it.
Although, speaking of micronations, that'll come up later. So that'll be kind of an interesting little teaser for you guys.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Well, I have no idea.
What would be a shortened, like a nickname for someone named Taylor?
Tammy.
I like how Ness is taking this so seriously and Sam's not at all.
I have never ever heard of a nickname for Taylor. I have Tay? No idea.
You've never heard someone called Tay?
No.
Well, I hate to bring them up because they're trash, but you're clearly not a Hanson fan.
I've seen them exactly one time at a rib fest with you.
Yes, you have. I drug you to the chili cook-off so we could go see Hanson.
I need to hear more about this. Oh, the world needs to know.
This is a great story. Here's why. So it was me and Ness and then a friend of ours. But the three of us drove up to Cleveland and just specifically for this chili cook-off because Hanson was playing for free. This is like 2005, I think. On the way home, the like cover to the catalytic converter of the Jeep in front of us like dropped and it popped one of my tires and it was raining.
Oh dang.
So this is when I had the big Grand Marquis, thank God, because any other car we would have died. But we spun four times across the highway median.
And, what, for real?
Yeah. And landed.
What time was it? How many cars were on the highway?
Well, here.
It was my time.
But we landed on, we were going southbound initially. We landed on the northbound side, perpendicular to the highway, with my bumper touching the, like, yellow line on the side, but not, we never went in front of any other car. It was like angels were guiding us and kept us from getting killed. It was amazing.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And the only damage was the flat tire. Nothing else got hurt.
Oh, so, like, all you need to do is put on a spare?
Yeah. Yeah, we got really
That's
lucky.
That's crazy.
It was awesome.
The friend was just, like, in the back seat, didn't realize anything was happening until it was over.
Because she was asleep.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I forgot. These CDs in my CD holder on the visor did fly out and hit Ness in the face.
Oh, man. Like, all at the same time or one by one, like shuriken?
Ness, do you know that answer?
I'm going to say all at once.
All at once? So we've got Tay. What was that? Just one syllable of it, but what was that noise the baby made?
Where?
Goo. Yes.
Oh, goo.
Goo. If you're trying to be at peace, you need to center your... chi. Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Not a guy, but a...
Gal.
Gal, there you go. And not Ma, but...
Paw.
Paw. So we got Taguchi Galpa.
Taguchi.
The reason that I brought up Taguchi Galpa, besides the fact that it's really fun linguistically, is because in the Honduras Constitution, they actually have co-capitals, which is Taguchi Galpa and... Comayagüela. I said that wrong. Comayagüela. But the problem is that they were metro cities that were, like, close enough together that as the population grew, they absorbed into one metro area, which is Tegucigalpa.
Yeah, actually, that gets me thinking. I mean, like, what is the point of a capital city anyway? Is it really just more of a description, really? Just, you know, the name for a city in which the government meets.
So this is really fun because it leads perfectly into my next segment. I'm so glad you asked that.
Ooh,
so
not planned.
the capital is like so that it can be the seat of government. But as we know, governments can have different branches. So my next question for you is, which country in the world has the most capital cities?
Honduras, of course. Everybody knows that.
Nope.
The two capitals are Tegucigalpa and Croatia.
Comayaguela, but sure. it is not north, but
South Dakota.
South America.
So close. South America is a continent, not a country. But this country is
exactly. I was just testing you.
But this country is also the name of a, of its continent,
South Arctica.
No, but that also ties in later. Oh my god, I love this.
South Africa.
Yes.
Oh, South Africa, of course. So obvious.
How many?
South Africa. How many capitals?
That's
South
what I was going to ask you.
That big, is it?
That's what I was going to ask you. How many capitals does South Africa have?
I'm going to say
more than two.
It's more than two. And honestly, I would say it's more than three. It is four or five. I'm going to say it's four.
It is not. How many branches of government? There you go, Ness. Three.
Oh, damn.
So the capitals of South Africa are...
Can I guess one?
Cape Town.
Is one Cape Town?
Yes. Okay. Cape Town, Pretoria, and Bloemfontein. So this is a weird one. Which country is the capital of most places?
Oh, hold on. Say that again?
Which capital city is what I should say. Which capital city... is the capital of most places. The most places.
Capital city.
That's honestly a brilliant guess, and I award you 2 points.
All right.
I will let you know you probably hate it, Sprouts.
Brussels.
Yes, good job, Sammy!
Okay. So, I was going to say that and just something made me stop.
So it is the capital of both Belgium as well as the European Union. Okay.
Honestly, Brussels sprouts are pretty good. You just got to make them right.
They are. Actually, they're one of my favorite vegetables, actually, but I just assume everyone else hates them because I like the weird, like, gross foods that no one else likes.
No, like, everybody knows about Brussels sprouts' reputation. And, you know, that's just baggage that it carries.
Okay. Are you guys ready for the next question?
Okay, yes.
What is the longest country name in the world? It is 56 letters long. So I'll give you a hint. It is not, like, well known by this name, but it is its official name. And I guarantee you know this country.
Interesting.
Hey, Ness.
Interesting.
Ness, I guarantee you know this country. We've been there.
Is it, like, the UK, but there's, like, a bunch of crap added to it?
Sure is.
Wait, what?
So it would be like the United Kingdom and Ireland and something of Her Majesty something.
Emporium.
You're so close, but so far. It is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Humans have been fighting each other for thousands and thousands of years. If they want to get together and, like, you know, make a friend group, you know, good for them. You know?
I mean, at least...
I bet they have a secret handshake.
Well, there you go. So, like, we've got our friend group and our group chat name. They've got their group chat name, which is UK.
Yeah. I love it.
All right, so this section is called... The capital's name is part of, but not all of, the country's name. Okay? So this will be really easy. So what is the capital of Guinea-Bissau?
What? Why would I ever know that?
Well, think of the name of the segment.
New Guinea.
What was your guess, Ness?
The capital is shorter, right?
Yes, it is. It is part of the country name, but not the full country name.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
I forgot the rest of it.
So the country is Guinea-Bissau.
South Sao.
Well, put your answers together.
The Sao.
There you go.
I was gonna say that.
You should.
I just wanted you to, you know, get some points on the board.
I already have 2 points.
Is anybody keeping? I'm not keeping score.
No, she has 3 points, actually. The 1 point you gave her and the 2 points I gave her for style.
Oh, okay. How many do you have?
I have zero. What kind of question is that? Of course I have zero.
Can I trade my points in for prizes? Give me some sweet tarts and a spider ring.
I don't have those. I've got gold spray paint and a sock.
Old spray paint. Take the old spray paint. No, you can put water in it, shake it up, and then you have more spray paint.
No, no, gold, not old. Gold with a G.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, gold spray paint. Let's do this.
Okay, so we're playing for gold spray paint. What is the capital of Sao Tome and Principe?
Prince.
Nope.
I think I heard Prince in there somewhere.
Sauta.
You're so close. Let me say it slower. I'm probably talking too fast. So the country's name is Sao Tome and Principe.
Sao Tome.
Sao Tome. Yes! Yay! Sammy gets a point!
I didn't. Man, I have a lot of people to thank. I don't know how much time we have, though.
You have 2 seconds. Go. And done.
Everyone.
Yay. This one is going to be a fun one. You guys may actually know this. And I don't... Whether you think you know this country or not, you definitely know this country. And I'll explain that in a minute. But what is the capital of Tunisia?
You know... Yeah, of all the... it's Tunis.
Yes! Yes!
Okay. What I was about to say, and I was afraid that Ness was going to swoop in with the answer, so I just said the answer. But it's a Middle Eastern country, which is why I should know it.
It's a Mediterranean country. It's Northern Africa.
Yeah, but they speak Arabic there.
Yes, they do. You're correct. Yes. But you definitely know it because Raiders of the Lost Ark was filmed there. Star Wars A New Hope was filmed there, and I believe Return of the Jedi was also filmed there.
Really? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of... and Monty Python's Life of Brian was also filmed there.
Also makes sense. You know. Yeah, exactly. I took Arabic in college, even though my dad, he's from a Middle Eastern country, and I grew up speaking Arabic, but I'm not fluent, so I took Arabic in college, and I remember the recording when we were learning the names of different countries. It was a guy, and I can replicate it. Tunis. That's the whole preamble was so that I could say Tunis in a very specific way.
Okay, so we talked about the largest country name. I will accept the name of the country itself. You don't have to say the name of the capital. But what is the longest capital city in the world? It has 168 letters.
106 Djibouti.
No, but I do love Djibouti.
I'm just trying to imagine a word that long. Is it another thing where it's normal words, just a bunch of them?
So... It is not known internationally by this name. You probably have heard of this city, but its official name is 168 letters long.
I think I know this country. I think I learned this and forgot this.
Yeah, I got nothing.
We'll play our word association game. It's not whack dick.
I love this so much. It is whack dick. You know, I'm like, life is whack dick. That's all I'm saying.
I've had some whack dick.
And so it's not whack dick.
You also do it to a gong. You hear people say blank the gong.
Bang?
Bang.
Bang. Oh, yeah.
Synonym for dick?
Bangkok?
Yes.
Something the United defense zone of Bangkok, of Her Majesty's something or other.
Okay, I'm going to send the name in the chat here.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go. It just came through.
Oh my god, sing it in in writing. Is, hold on, I need a second.
So this is, to me, and I apologize if this is offensive, but these are the funniest capital city names. And for this section, I have included, like, territories. What is the capital of Turks and Caicos?
No idea.
What'd you say, Des?
Caicos.
Oh, Caicos. Where you can get all your copying done in 1990.
Had to start somewhere.
That's true.
I went to Caicos in the last, we'll say in the last 10 years.
I haven't seen any Caicos, but you know what I saw at a Staples last night?
Oh. What?
A crackhead.
Our lives passing before our eyes.
Yes, a crackhead coming out of the bushes to threaten me and Ness.
Wait, what? Oh, man. Staples, get it together.
Well, they were closed.
Why were you at Staples when they were closed? Are you admitting to a crime right now?
No, we were geocaching. we pulled up at the dumpster on like the side, the back side of the Staples, and like we were just looking at the graffiti on the dumpster and the holes in the dumpster, and then we saw movement to the bush, like to our left, behind the bush, and then we realized it was a person, and then they started coming at the car.
Oh my god, were they like lumbering? Were they a zombie?
Oh no, they were aggressive.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, we were scared.
Like, fast walking or running?
Fast walking. They were not running. I don't know that they could have run. They probably would have fallen over. They were kind of high.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
They had to get through the bushes first.
Yes. They did have to get through the bushes.
Damn.
Okay, so Turks and Caicos.
So yeah.
Not Caicos, just to be clear.
No. So, it is not Dick Scald City.
It's Penis City.
Well, it's not. So Dick.
I said.
Penis.
Cockburn.
Capital.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Cockburn Town.
Cockburn.
Yes.
Oh.
What's for that?
Poor them.
Well, yeah, and it's
that reeks of like British took over this place and gave it a shitty name.
Yes.
No.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, in England, there are a ton of funny named towns.
Really?
Yeah, just like I know there's a cock pond in London.
Probably named after cocks, after roosters.
That's true. Okay, but then how do we explain Blue Ball, Pennsylvania?
I got blue balls just passing through.
There you go. That's because it's between Intercourse and Virginville.
No, it's not.
It's not geographically, but that's the joke that I heard a lot when I lived in Pennsylvania, because there is a there is a Virginville, Pennsylvania, and an Intercourse, Pennsylvania. So they were like, what's between
that's
Virginville
funny.
And Intercourse? Blue ball.
That's funny. I mean, you could make it on your way.
True. Could make it on your way.
I don't know why you'd want to.
Okay, so what is the capital of Christmas Island?
Halloween Town.
No to both. So, it is Jesus. Not...
It's Satan City. That's not the answer?
No. So, in a level of Super Mario Brothers, you have to avoid a certain animal that comes up out of the water.
The fish.
The what fish?
The cheap cheap.
But what are they doing? They're not swimming, they're not landing, they are...
Oh, flying. There's a flying fish.
Flying Fish Cove. That is the capital of Christmas Island.
That's an awesome name. That's
isn't it? It's like
Flying Fish Cove on Christmas Island has very it's very whimsical.
Yes. We need to go there.
Can we get a tax write off if we like do the podcast in Christmas Island and say we have to travel there? It's a work expense. Or is that just me casually faking out tax fraud?
I feel like that might be a little bit of tax fraud. All right. What is the capital of the Falkland Islands?
Falk.
No.
This isn't funny because it's dirty or goofy. Well, it's kind of goofy, but I think it's funny because it's just like some dude's name. And not like St. George. It's just some dude's name.
Chuck.
Sam.
What?
Stan?
Did you say Stan? S-T-A-N?
Yeah.
You're so close. What is that short for?
Stanley.
Yes!
Stanley?
Wow.
I'm so glad I came up with that idea all on my own.
I just imagine someone being like, oh, where are you from? Stanley. No, no, not what's your name. I didn't ask your name. I asked where you're from.
Naturally.
Right? Good little callback there to who's on first.
Thank you. Okay, next one.
Okay. I don't have any more on that section because we already did Djibouti, and the capital of Djibouti is Djibouti. Remember earlier I was talking about micronations?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a really fun fact. I am a dual citizen of the United States as well as what micronation?
You?
Yeah.
Huh. We have known each other for fucking like 30 years. So, I should know this.
So what happened to get this? Do you guys remember the Gish, the scavenger hunt I used to do?
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you became a citizen of another country to fulfill a scavenger hunt requirement.
That is exactly what I did. Also,
that is a fucking peak.
Even more peak, one of my tattoos was also to fulfill a scavenger hunt requirement.
I think becoming a citizen of another country trumps that 100%. What country?
Like one of those quote unquote countries, it's like some dude's boat in a lake. And the mayor is their cat?
No. So this is an internationally recognized micronation.
So is your other country located within the United States?
It is not. It is on a separate continent.
Is it in Asia?
No.
Is it in Africa?
Nope.
What? Europe?
Nope.
Why?
Antarctica?
How?
What'd you say, Ness?
Antarctica?
Yes.
Oh my god. Hold on, you're a citizen of a country there's a country in Antarctica?
Yes. A little bit of history here. I'll just say the name of the country is West Antarctica. All one word. The western portion of Antarctica is so inhospitable that there are not even like research bases there at all. And so I think 7 other countries have claimed parts of Antarctica as, like, a territory of their country.
Interesting.
But nobody had claimed this section of Antarctica yet, and so in the 90s, Grand Duke Travis realized that nobody claimed it, so he jokingly claimed it, and started, like, gathering his friends and saying, like, they were citizens of West Antarctica and he was the Grand Duke. And eventually it snowballed into it becoming an actual recognized territory at first, and then it becoming a recognized micronation. And so there are actually a lot of countries that do recognize West Antarctica as its own micronation.
Wow.
We do have our own government. We have our own postage.
So you, hold on, you're a citizen of West Antarctica?
I am a citizen of West Antarctica, yes.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is West Antarctica recognized by the UN?
So it is officially the Grand Duchy of West Antarctica. I said it was in the 90s. It was founded in 2001. I'm wrong there. So we are, since 2015, we have non-consultative status as a member of the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs.
So basically, the UN's like, we recognize you, we just don't recognize your authority to get in our way.
Correct. But I will say, so our like mission as a nation is to combat climate change and to start initiatives worldwide that help combat climate change. Like,
that's charities. Kind of amazing.
It is. It's a really cool place. And again, we have our own stamps.
So like this guy, he was like, you know, like other countries recognize me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I could probably talk to them.
Yeah.
It can't hurt to talk to them.
It's like the world's biggest joke that got out of hand.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Wanting to stop climate change is kind of ironic because if things get bad enough, suddenly he's got beachfront property.
That's kind of...
Ouch. I mean, but you're not wrong.
Wow.
Okay. So, for the very last segment that I have planned, I have been to 5 capital cities of countries. Can you name those 5?
5 capital cities of countries.
Yep.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah.
Washington, D.C., yes.
Mexico City.
Nope. I have been to Mexico, but not Mexico City.
Prague?
Yes. When I lived in the Czech Republic, we spent almost 2 weeks in Prague.
That's what I was thinking of. I was like, you had to have gone somewhere during that time.
Oh, absolutely. I also went to another nearby country's capital during that time.
Oh, well, since I know geography so well, let me just...
Bonus. Extra credit.
So... What's a type of vaulting that they have in the Olympics?
Oh.
Yes. Poland. Yes, I did go to Warsaw. You were absolutely correct.
That's what we said.
That is what we said.
We've been to London.
We have been to London. And then, to give you a hint on the last one, it was a cruise that I went on with my students in 2015.
Like all cruises go through Jamaica.
Huh?
It was not Jamaica.
What's the capital of Jamaica?
It's Kingston.
My company... Yeah, my company has a has an office in Kingston. Okay, so not Jamaica.
Not
is
Jamaica.
The point.
It's closer to Florida.
Is it anywhere in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Closer to Florida?
Does it have Saint in the name?
Faint?
No, it does not have Saint.
Saint.
Oh, Saint, of course. Saint Augustus.
Not Kingston. Not one of the Saints.
Not one of the Saints.
I'm going back to Capital City.
Detroit.
No, it was not Detroit.
I give up. This is the one time in this game that I'm giving up.
Okay, so
I imagine there's a lot of capitals in the Caribbean.
Do you guys know the Beach Boys song Kokomo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So Bermuda,
we'll
and then the second.
And then we'll take it slow.
Yeah. So what's
Bahama?
Yes. Yes. Good job, Ness. Bermuda, Bahama, so it's Bahamas. I've been to Nassau. Well, unfortunately, our cabbie had to mention this. I have been to the hospital where Anna Nicole Smith died, which is also in the Bahamas. No, our cabbie, we were driving by it, and our cabbie was like, oh, that's Anna Nicole Smith died. And we were like, oh, like in our heads, we're like, what a weird thing to say. And then he pulls into the parking lot and he was like, so now you can say you've been there. And I was like, what?
Why oh my God. Why? Hold on. Stopped on the way. Your destination wasn't actually there.
Correct.
Oh my God. He's a guy who tried to get a job as a tour guide and didn't.
Nice. Well, that was all I had.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Oh no, sorry. I was just going to say, that was all I had prepared. That's the end of my stuff.
I'd say that last round was our most successful.
That's true.
The last round was your most successful.
Oh, yeah. Ness wins the gold spray paint.
You have it there with you.
I do.
Gonna do some fancy vandalism.
Well, tune in next time for, I don't know, something that's pretty much random.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Pretty Much Random. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you to all our sponsors.